a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm sad.
Yeah, you're having a bit of a, you're having a time of it, aren't you?
I'm sad. I'm sad. So, you and I were just having a quick discussion for work this morning about the Meredith Music Festival.
Yes.
Ballot came out yesterday.
There's been a lot of festival chat on the show of late because obviously Good Things as well got announced earlier this week.
And yes, I'm you're pretty very
excited.
Keen.
I'm excited.
Fall Out Boy, Limp Bizkit, Devo.
Yeah. Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, we could go on.
Pennywise.
We won't. Anyway, and so, yeah, well, I was very excited. Meredith is something that is just so special. They've got a no dickhead policy, so it's just full of just awesome
people. Yeah, I've heard.
Right?
I know someone who volunteers there.
It's a beautiful place. Mm. There's nothing like it. There's no other festival like it. It's like a community. I've been going, I've realised, for 20 years.
Yeah, but you didn't go through COVID. You haven't been sort of in the last 4 years, have you? Three years, because
last year we couldn't go because it was my sister's 40th birthday.
Mm.
And then the 2 years before that, well, it wasn't a thing.
But this is the famously, this is the festival you and your friends go to and pick a colour to colour coordinate your outfits for the weekend.
Yeah.
And you all wear leopard print or pink or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
And then you drag a couch along as well and plonk it somewhere.
Well, that's
you?
The best.
But the great
in
thing
the
is
sup.
You then go leave it in a paddock and go home and just sort of leave
it. No, we're big on that. We don't do that. So don't even.
Sorry.
Anyway, the lineup's come out. Great, right? Very cool. We know Kraftwerk's playing.
Is Devo on it?
Devo's not on
it. No, you were like, oh, no, definitely.
I really thought that they would. You know, there's a couple of bands here. I mean, I'm not going to go through them because you're just not,
It'd be
okay.
Like Jimmy James' obscure band names. Remember that game we used to play where it was like, is this a band or is this random words thrown together?
Yeah, well, Sneaky Sound System, you know them.
Never heard of them.
Yes, you have. No Fixed Address are playing. Great.
Okay.
And also Pigs.
No.
Anyway, Jimmy and I had to have an adult discussion last night because the tickets, it's like, $480 each. But that's for 3 days.
Yeah.
That's camping. That's everything. That's worth it, is
but
what
you're
I say.
Not sort of like
it's
20,
worth it.
20 something, you know, dink with no sort of, you know, need to worry about tomorrow kind of vibe.
No, I know.
You need to worry about tomorrow.
Yeah. And then we kind of had to add it up and we were just like, we don't think we can go this year.
$1,000 to get through the door, mate, for the two of you.
It's worth it. Sorry,
cool.
There's some festivals you pay $200 and you're like, what am I getting? Here, you're getting experience. You're getting a family. You're getting memories that last a lifetime. It is worth the money.
That sounds awful. People talking to you. Don't talk to me. You're not me family.
And, and you're like, it's all right, mate. Just come to Good Things Festival.
Oh, is that what I sound like, is it? God, I didn't realise. Sorry, everybody. I've been presenting this radio show for 7 years and I say...
No, you sound more like this. Is this what I sound like? Why don't you just come to Good Things?
I do sound
it's
like that.
It's got a bit
that
more bite
that is me, yeah.
I don't want to go... I mean,
come
I
to Good
do...
Things. It's too, so remember you were saying like $160 for Good Things? I was reading in the comments. They
How
still
much?
Haven't released. So last year was $200 and so they reckon probably
all
like...
right, well, it's going to be $210 then.
$225 or something
and
like that.
And what do
that.
You get? Yeah.
You get to see Fall Out Boy.
Great. No.
Get a full day and you don't have to stay there and you don't have
to. Is that
to
the Flemington Race Course, is it not?
Yeah.
Sound quality? Nada. I'm calling it.
Okay.
Not as good as the sun.
Right. Interesting. We'll talk after the festival.
We will. I'm sad. And you're like, no, just come. And I'm like, no, because I want to be at a place where you can sit and have conversations.
But you can wear whatever you want.
I know.
You don't have to wear a colour.
No, I can wear whatever I want too. You can sit on a couch, you can listen to bands, and then, you know, there's fun. Stories.
People,
and
most.
You look up and there's birds and you're like, wow, this is so beautiful here.
Oh, okay.
It's nature.
Oh, I see what. Yeah, interesting that you would have that, perspective in the middle of a paddock in Meredith. Oh, my God, look at those trees.
Anyway,
dude.
I'm really sad. I don't know if I can get through the show.
At least sort of 40% of the people that will be at Good Things Festival will have showered within the previous 24 hours.
So you reckon?
At least 40%.
But we're still wearing the same shoes we had 40 years ago.
No, we just buy new ones every
year. Where are my Vans?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start.
Fun fact. Friday, Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Why are you smiling?
Your face.
My face? Yeah, I was just staring at you.
Yeah, I thought you were like pulling a face.
No, that's just my face.
Oh, that's
it's just my face.
She's being a frog.
Man.
Sorry, I thought you...
Something else to the list.
I thought you...
Now I'm going to stare myself in the mirror and see what my staring face looks like. Go on.
This is what you look like.
No one can see that.
Ribbit.
Okay.
Will I Am, formerly of Black Eyed Peas fame, and then now they're not really a thing.
Yeah.
He was in the news for some reason this week about something about having to tell people that he wasn't gay or something.
No, that he is gay?
Oh, something. Anyway.
I don't know.
He doesn't chew food on a Monday. Refuses what? To. So liquids only on a Monday. That's his diet. Mate, that's that tormented
genius. Is he hungover
on
a Monday?
No, I think it's that tormented genius. You know, like people who are like really, really good at things, always a little bit different.
You always say that to me. I know. Yeah. It is hard being such a creative.
But I mean, it's a sliding scale, isn't it?
The crazy hot scale.
Ribbit. if you suffer from micturition syncope, you faint when you pee. Which has got to be messy.
So that's a sit, like you got to be sit down.
Yeah, and
so
even
that's
then,
what you're a sit down wear. So
no,
that's,
I'm not. The occasional,
nothing wrong with that.
The occasional reverse sit. I like to do and just rest like I'm in an Ann Geddes photo shoot. Rest my arms on the actual urinal,
just
the
sleep.
On the on
just
the
sleep.
On the what is it? The,
look at this
the,
beautiful baby.
The cistern.
The cistern.
Yeah. Like blossom.
Why is that man baby wearing a hat with a sunflower on it? Do you know my parents got me a hat like that to wear at a wedding?
Yeah.
And now it's emblazoned.
You look
on
like we've
walls.
Seen we've all seen the
it's
photo
terrible.
Of you looking like
sorry.
And then you got angry when someone said you look like that actress now that she's older.
Yes, because I get what they're saying. It's all right. It's facial features.
Do you hate that? So Amy Farrah Fowler from
I hate it when people are like, you know who you look like?
I know.
And it's never anyone good. No. Not that she's bad, but it's just, it's never anyone that's hot. And I know. I don't need to be reminded, okay?
But we're here now. So can I ask, is it Amy Farrah Fowler from The Big Bang Theory or is it Weird Al? Who do you hate more of being referred to as a human?
People say I look like Sandra Bullock sometimes.
You do, mate.
I know, right?
You're
in the right light in 2019 when I was really at my best.
You're so pretty.
Shut up.
Ribbit. It's not possible to replicate the Abbey Road album cover. You know, everybody goes there and does the on the – yeah, because they moved the crossing a few metres north in the early 70s, so you'll never get it perfect.
Oh, okay.
You'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Here's one for everybody who jumps on ChatGPT and just has a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Taking into account the amount of water required to cool data centres and generate electricity to power them, asking between 20 and 50 questions on ChatGPT uses 500 mils of water.
Just,
do you hate the environment?
Oh, man.
Just leave it alone.
I used ChatGPT to fight for the environment last week.
Oh, yeah, so, well, see.
Oh, man.
Okay. A shopping centre in Malaysia, speaking of sort of not being socially conscious, shopping centre in Malaysia had to apologise after they made the world's biggest laksa, then threw all 600 kilograms of it away.
Why?
I don't know. They just were like, well, no one's going to eat this, so we're just going to pour it down the drain.
Give people an opportunity. Do a Friday special.
Funnily enough, what held the record for world's biggest laksa before this, they did it at this Malaysian shopping centre, was Lingy and Dodsy's spa.
So hang on, when Lingy says, hey, do you guys and your partners want to come over for a bit of Lingy laksa? Mm. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. So much noodle. So much noodle in that soup. That's your Fun Fact Friday for this week. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
When is the fake version better than the real version? Because went for a walk around sort of Grand Lakes part of Lara a while ago when it was a nice warm sort of evening, mm-hmm. lots of people jogging, lots of people out in the park and, you know, spending some quality time. And I walked past a house that faces out onto the park and they had their garage door open and there was someone tucked away in the back of the garage on a treadmill having a run. But not having a run.
Yeah, the fake version of running.
They got the view of the, yeah, they got the beautiful view of the park, but on the treadmill. And it made me think, hey, that person has gone, you know what? I love the view.
Yeah.
I don't love being out amongst the public running for whatever reason. So I'm going to do the fake version, have the best of both worlds.
Why not?
The fake is the better version.
Sometimes it is. Let's go to Steve from Drysdale. Steve, what do you love the fake version of better than the real version?
Well, mine's similar to Tommy's. I love the raspberry lollies because they're like the real thing, but they're fake and they're a lot better tasting.
Yeah, there's no tang, is there? It's just nice and sweet.
Sweet, yeah. You get a little bit of sweetness and that, not like the screwed up nose when you get a sweet one.
That's right.
A very bitter one.
Yeah, the old tang. Yeah, no, that's on because I said bananas.
You did
like
say
real,
you love lolly bananas.
Yeah. Adam is in St. Albans Park. How else can you refer to someone called Adam? Damn.
Adonator.
Morning, Adam. What do you think is better when it's fake?
Good morning, Tommy. I reckon it has to be the fake grass, mate.
Oh.
You are speaking garbage now, Adam.
There's so many advantages to fake grass.
I feel like you've got some money in fake grass. Is that true?
Oh, I should. Like, yeah. Just, you know, on a Friday afternoon, like, you know, instead of you see all these other people mowing their lawns, you can just sit back with a can and just look at your grass already, like, nice and trim.
I don't hate that logic. I don't hate that logic.
Oh, mate, it's always green.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all these lawns are like patchy yellow marks everywhere.
Ads, mate, the thing is, right, it gets really hot in the sun.
It's very hot.
It's hard to walk on barefoot. Yeah. And also, you know, when your dog wees on it, it doesn't go anywhere and it stinks. You have to hose it down. I don't have to go out and hose my real grass. So I don't know if I can agree with you there, but hey, look, respect your opinion totally. Fake grass better than real grass, apparently.
Yeah, what about you, Kirby in Brimley? Wrap this up for us. What is better when it's fake?
Rowing machines in favour of rowing.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Credit where credit's due.
And see, that's different to the treadmill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like you can be complete badass when I get on a rowing machine as part of my little, you know, set. Because you can set it to whatever you want and you can go hard or you can go easy, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, here's where I'll disagree with you, Kirby, because I hate the rowing machine. Oh my God, it kills me. I hate the rowing machine probably more than I hate anything else at the
really?
Gym. And also, if you're doing the real, if you're out on the Barwon River, I mean, the amazing Lycra outfits that you get to wear.
Yeah, true.
You know, like,
and you get to go, and have people actually hear it in a loud setting,
Absolutely. Yeah. And someone right in your face with a little megaphone going, stroke, stroke, stroke. Yes, I'm talking about rowing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.